What can the Iraq War tell us about Ukraine from a U.S. perspective? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Patrick James, Dana and David Dornsife Dean's Professor of International Relations, University of Southern California, considers both entanglements.
From a U.S. perspective, the Iraq and Ukraine wars have notable differences. Chiefly, thousands of American soldiers died fighting in Iraq, while the U.S. does not have any ground troops in Ukraine. But assessing the Iraq war can still help articulate concerns about the U.S. getting involved in intense violence in another faraway place. Here are three key lessons. First, intervention does not guarantee success. Today, Iraq continues to be politically unstable and is not any closer to becoming a democracy than it was before the invasion. This has happened in spite of a huge infusion of resources from the U.S. over the course of many years. Second, personal vendettas cannot justify a war. Hussein and Putin will go down in history as infamous figures. Backing Ukraine makes sense from the standpoint of U.S. national security. It helps push back against an expansionist Russia that increasingly is aligned with China. At the same time, I believe that it is important to keep U.S. involvement in this war within limits that reflect national interests rather than hatred for an odious personality. Third, intervention can divide the country. The average American knows little to nothing about Iraq or Ukraine. Patience obviously can go thin when U.S. support for foreign wars becomes ever more expensive and the threat of retaliation, even by way of tactical nuclear weapons, remains in the realm of possibility. Comparison of the wars in Iraq and Ukraine makes it clear that U.S. leadership should identify the underlying goals of its national security to the American public while determining the amount and type of support that it will give to Ukraine. While many people believe that Ukraine deserves support against Russian aggression, current policy should not ignore past experience, and the Iraq War tells a cautionary tale.
That was Patrick James of the University of Southern California, Dornsife. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.